Chapter 6. Bethsaida.
Where has Hope gone?
Asked Mary Jane as she rubbed her red-rimmed eyes.
She went with Francis on an adventure,
Virginia said with a smile.
And it's a good thing, too. That little dog was so bored she could hardly keep her eyes open.
There was an awkward moment of silence.
I think she may have been awake all night,
said Kara quietly as she poked the fire with a stick.
I woke up twice and she wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Probably just hunting rabbits,
answered Virginia.
What else could it have been?
Mary Jane, what's wrong with your eyes?
Asked Kara.
I'm not sure. Either it's the smoke from the fire, or I'm allergic to something that's growing out there.
We'll be in that town near the water in a couple of hours,
said Kara.
I'm sure we can find something for you there.
Well, if she wasn't hunting rabbits, then what was she doing?
Persisted Virginia.
Why don't you think she was hunting?
Did you hear her crying? Aroo! Aroo!
Kara asked.
No. But what does that have to do with anything?
When beagles aroo, that means they're having a good time and they want you to join in the fun. Beagles always aroo when they're on a chase.
Maybe she just didn't want to wake us.
Beagles live for the chase. The pursuit of things difficult to obtain,
responded Kara.
It would be impossible for hope or faith or intuition to believe that we would rather sleep than chase.
Well, what do you think she was doing?
Responded Virginia. Mary Jane spoke up softly.
You think she was protecting us, don't you?
Kara just nodded her head.
From what?
Asked Virginia, incredulous.
There's nothing out here but bananas, oranges, apples, pears, mangoes, plums, and pomegranates. What's there to be afraid of?
Just then, the voice of an exuberant Francis split the morning air.
Come and see what I found,